Welcome to the South Coast Botanic Garden Update. Spring is in the air and you can make reservations to see the garden at southcoastbotanicgarden.org. If you come this weekend, you can enjoy the wonderful Lunar New Year celebration. The beauty starts as you walk toward the entrance gate. The front gardens have lovely spires of spotted aloe blooming in front of the crown of thorns. This aloe is fairly slow growing but is somewhat drought tolerant, and the spotted leaves bring a bit of texture to the garden. Also looking stunning in front of the garden are the beautiful pyramids of bloom of the aeonium plants. These piles of tiny little lemon-colored flowers that pop up in the center of the aeonium rosettes are a beacon to bees and last for a long time in the garden. However, it's a bittersweet blooming because most aeoniums will die after the bloom. But luckily, the new pups that have developed just prior to blooming will fill in the space with mounds of new rosettes that will be next season's blooms. As you head into the garden, the planted area in front of the plant kiosk to your right is beginning to wake up to spring blooms, beginning with the clivia. These lovely orange-red blooms show up in many places in the garden, and just a few are blooming now. This plant is hardy, and these red-orange balls of tubular flowers are the most common of the clivia cultivars, which are part of the amaryllis family from southern Africa. While a slow-growing plant, and if grown from seed, they can take up to 3 years to give you the first blooms. Winter is their normal blooming period, but when mature, they make a large clump of dark green strappy foliage with striking orange red blooms that can bloom again in the summer, and if you're really lucky, they might bloom a third time in the fall. Other lovely plants coming into bloom in this garden bed are the summer snowflake, a sweet white bell flower with the tiny green dots along the scalloped edge, a very dependable spring flower with very little care. Just give it some sunshine and away she goes. One of the Helleborus orientalis plants, commonly known as Lenten Rose because it reliably flowers between February and April, is nodding its flower head already. These mostly sun-loving, lacy-leaved plants will make a full profile in your garden bed over time, as the plants will spread by seedlings and make a beautiful mound. Just across the walk in Palm Circle, see the dramatic irisine herbstii, commonly called bloodleaf, a nickname that makes sense when you look at the red patterning on the leaves. This is a short-living perennial that's usually grown as an annual. However, you can easily take cuttings, root them in water on the windowsill to get your next generation in the garden early. Interestingly, while not toxic to pets or people, the roots do repel rats, mice, and cockroaches, while the leaves make for good mulch fodder. Just next to the bloodleaf is Coleus barbatos, or blue spurflower. While the bright green leaves of this coleus are not as colorful as some of the other family members, it does have the deepest blue to almost purple flowers that you can find, and the plants are a medium-tall addition to your garden backdrop. Moving into the garden will take you past the pollination garden, where the sweet Michelea trees are fully in bloom and looking amazing. They smell sweet and lovely. Across the walkway, see the Prunus First Lady, a fabulous flowering cherry tree covered with bright rose pink blooms. After the blooms drop, the dark green leaves will give summer shade to the garden below. Just around the corner, you can see an abundant garden border of paper white and rosemary, both blooming and lovely as a hardy and fairly carefree garden planting. Heading into the garden along Tram Road, you can see some lovely pink ornamental peach blossoms along the right side of Tram Road. These lovely flowers look almost like pink mist as the trees bloom out. If you wander down Lakeview Road, you can see a beautiful example of the star magnolia on the left is blooming. This multi-trunk ornamental tree is native to Japan and is perfect for small garden landscapes. Farther along Tram Road, and patches of the season's daffodils are nodding their striking buttery yellow flower heads to the breeze. These strong bulbs are blooming at the driveway entrance and many other places in the garden. We hope you've enjoyed your visit to the garden. Check back with us to get current updates.